We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Wall and McKeon. They're back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. LaPresse will have another update here in about 25 minutes. Busy night, and I'll get to huge opinions on Tiger, Molinari, Tony Finau in that threesome because of weather. You just heard LaPresse. They're going to tee off. The leaders around 9:30, they're going to get everything going at 7:30 at Augusta National in northern Georgia. That is the most addictive television in sports to me. I know a Game 7, if you get a Game 7, Stanley Cup playoffs, anything, a Game 7, NBA, you know, NCAA tournament championship game. But, man, to sit there like I did and watch every swing, you know, I had the feature group package, so I watched Tiger and Ian Poulter, and it felt like it was a Ryder Cup match. Incredible golf. Just so well done. And now they're going to bump it up because of severe weather, which, by the way, to our friends in Dallas, North Texas, Oklahoma City, and other areas throughout the South and the Midwest, be careful. I was just talking to Wall and McKeon back at CBS Sports Radio. It was 70 a week ago where I'm based at in Western Michigan. And they're expecting 3 inches of snow tomorrow and winds around 40 and a high around 35. Yeah, pure Michigan. That's why I'm in a grumpy mood because I'm watching the Masters. And I'm sitting there just locked in. I tell my kids, you know what? I'm going to feed you before the Masters coverage starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. I will talk to you when it's over around 7 o'clock and then we'll eat dinner. And Tiger Woods, this comeback story, folks, that began last summer, it's one of the best things ever. Because when you look at our media and social networks and how quick it is to pile on and just write off somebody or something, it doesn't matter whether you're the president of the United States, what side of the political aisle you're on, you're an athlete, you've done so much in your career, it's so easy just to pile on. And the Tiger comeback, and man, does he need another Masters? You know, he wants to join that group of five green jackets. But his comeback is the ultimate up yours to a lot of people in this world, not just America. And he still has it, man. You know, it can't be defined in a combine. It can't be defined in a pre-draft workout. It can't be defined. At times, not defied either, but defined when you sit down and talk to somebody. It's the moment. And I have to tell you something, that Molinari and what he's doing right now since Carnoustie and how at ease he is. I've always had this philosophy about the Masters, that the European golfers don't feel the same pressure that the American golfers do at Augusta National. They don't. You know, Molinari, he's from Italy, and, you know, golf to the Italians, where does that rank? And it's a soccer country first and foremost, right? Then basketball, maybe some Olympic sports. And Molinari has that two-shot lead over Finau and Woods, and they're going to do the threesomes because of the impending weather on Sunday afternoon. And like LaPresse said, they're going to tee off 7:30. They'll start the tee times. Man, and that, you know, that second group of three with Brooks Koepka and what he, his confidence. I love it. Ian Poulter was amazing golfing with Tiger. I think they pushed each other. He's at 9 under. Koepka's at 10 under. 3 shots off the lead. Poulter 4. Then Webb Simpson decided to drop a 64 today. And then no one's talking about Dustin Johnson or Luis Oosthuizen. Even though Oosthuizen, when I was watching the end of the CBS coverage, or he walks off, he birdies 18, the crowd gives him a thunderous roar. I see a little kid on the camera from one of the CBS towers. I see a little kid putting his hand out. Oosthuizen isn't being mobbed, okay? Not like when Phil or Tiger walk by. And he doesn't even acknowledge the kid. Okay, sure, you may have ran out of hand sanitizer, but come on, Oostie, Reach out. Give the kid a little fist bump, little high five. It's the Masters. You just birdied. The crowd stood for you. They cheered for you. So I would think anybody, you know, I don't know if Phil at minus six is in it. You'll need the entire top of the leaderboard to crumble early. So if we started at six under is in it or could hang around, that would include Justin Thomas, who I love, John Rahm, Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler quietly is at seven under. Adam Scott just collapsed. That dude could have been in second, couldn't hit a putt. Same thing with Tiger. Today he hit his putts. If he was hitting his under 10 footers on Thursday and Friday, Tiger Woods probably has a 3 or 4 shot lead right now. But then again, he's hit some big bombers. Fantastic theater. The biggest golf stage in the world. Their Super Bowl of golf. And Finau, and they took advantage of the nice weather before the wind kicked up towards the end of Tiger's round. He had a 64. It's one of the greatest leaderboards I've ever seen at a major. And I'm just thinking, you know, is Molinari, I don't think he's going to be rattled by Tiger. I don't. Same thing with Finau. Their personalities, I don't think Tiger can get to him, just like he couldn't get to Poulter. I think the good guys, you know, ratchet up the golf balls and they get it going. 9:20 a.m. must-see TV, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, my son's in a soccer tournament here in Michigan where it was 47 in a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and I was freezing my soccer balls off. And tomorrow I was looking at the Weather Channel app before I came on. That's why I have that surly sound. I'm sure McKeon and Wall back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City, they're like, oh, he's in a mood. So he has a soccer game at 11:30 on Sunday. Now, originally, I was like, cool. And he'll be done, you know, a little before 1 o'clock with the halftime. Grab some lunch. I get home. Hey, kids, go play your Fortnite. Daddy's watching the Masters. So now I have to hit the DVR in the morning. Go stand in 40-mile-an-hour winds. A possible snow-covered soccer field for U-12 club soccer to play a game where if they win, they're not going to the championship anyways because they lost their opener last night. So what I'm doing during this broadcast, if you notice my mood change, it will be the Team Snap app that I get the note that due to weather, they're not playing the games tomorrow. But then soccer is a unique sport unless the field is underwater or there are tornado sirens or there are lightning strikes within like 20 miles, they will play. And they do it with their kids, and they'll do it with Team USA, and they'll do it in the World Cup, and they'll do it in Italy, and they'll do it in Germany, and they'll do it in Russia. Because soccer players are tough. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, do I DVR it, or do I sit in the car or the truck and turn on the Masters app, which is awesome this year? They got such a boatload of money at Augusta National. And their app is like out of this world. And then the CBS TV coverage, fantastic. Just, man, you know, again, I know I'm on CBS Sports Radio, but their coverage and how they do it, and Jim Nance, is there anybody better in broadcasting? And I don't think the hate is there for Tiger anymore. I don't. I follow Twitter. I follow Tiger. I don't think it's there. In sports, we can wipe the, as long as nobody's been physically hurt, it's easy for us to forgive and not forget, but move on. So our first huge question of the night, how many people, is there anybody left that has any issue with Tiger Woods? I say the masses have forgiven El Tigre Mucho Dinero Woods. Now, you can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. First huge question of the night with Tiger in the final threesome. He'll be wearing his Tiger red. They're going to tee off early. 9:20 a.m., the final group will be Tiger, Tony Finau, and Francisco Molinari. Molinari has a two-shot lead over Finau and Woods. Koepka's only three shots back. Ian Poulter's four, Webb Simpson, Dustin Johnson. It's a good leaderboard. Kuchar, local favorite, he's at minus eight. Love that leaderboard. One of the best ever. Really is. Golf is, with the young guard, you know, the Fowlers and the Justin Thomases, and I know Spieth is struggling, but he'll get his head straight in terms of his golf game. And then you get the Tiger comeback. Has it ever been better? Yeah, I get the heyday of Arnie and Jack, or when Tiger first splashed. It's amazing right now. And I think everybody has forgiven Tiger. I'm talking in the public eye. I'm not talking about his personal life. I'm talking that you're cheering for him, you're rooting for him, that the haters have dissipated, or the hatred has. Anybody out there still not on the Tiger train? Or back on it? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'll deliver huge opinions on the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs. How crazy are they so far? It's nuts. Milwaukee Bucks just... Milwaukee, Golden State, maybe Houston, I don't know. I love it. So stick around. I'll be talking all night. Well, not all night. Till 2 a.m. Eastern, then Zach Gelb will be in. Wall and McKeon are doing a great job back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Lepresti. I think I've called him Lepresti for, I've done this a little over 4.5 years, almost 5 years coming up. On the Saturday Night Huge Show, and Lepresti has been by. I think I've called him Lepresti. Like, let's say he's done it five times. It is Lepresti? Or that, and someone said Lepresti. Wall said Lepresti.
I may say, I put it in as Lepresti, or but it's Lepresti.
So it's Lepresti.
Lepresti.
All right. So I went and doubled. I looked at the notes that you gave me, Kevin, and I'm cool with that, because I'm not angry at you. I'm not angry at McKeon, who said this will be an award-winning show, or Lepresti or Lepresti. He's getting his name on my show. I give his name more than any other host does. Matter of fact, I've made Chris Lepresti a star this side of Boomer and the Fan in New York. I'm upset that I have to go to a soccer game at 11:30 a.m. Sunday morning with a wind chill of 10. I think I looked up Iditarod weather. It was warmer in Alaska at the last Iditarod. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. How many people are rooting against Tiger Woods? For Sunday, two shots back, that's nothing. That's one hole at Augusta National. Are the haters still out there? 1-855-212-4227. 227. Also, you can tweet me at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'll get to a huge opinion on LeBron. He's going to be known as LeBron, but he's spelling it L-A because I run the Lakers. Let's go to Frank from beautiful Indiana. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing, Huge?
Doing good, Frankie.
Second-time caller, long-time listener. Yes, there is one hater still left. It is my dad in Scottsdale, Arizona. Frank Sr., I won't say the last name. But yes, he still hates him.
Why? Why does he still hate Tiger? Why?
I wouldn't say it's racial, because it's not. I just, my dad's an old, he's older. He's probably about 10 years older than us. I'm 50 plus. And he's a Jack, a longtime Nicklaus fan. I think it's more that he doesn't want Tiger to break his record. And the personal off the course issues probably lingered on, but, He does not forgive or forget. He doesn't forget anything. I love it. I mean, I love a good comeback story as much as anyone. You know, my favorite movie is Rocky, greatest comeback story of all time. And
that's a true story. People in Philadelphia think that's so true. They put up a statue.
Right. I don't like Bryce Harper, but I. Didn't like him until this year when I did the bat flip. I'm almost a fan of his now. But my dad's kind of old. He's kind of set in his ways. He hated Tony Romo for years. And I think Tony Romo was one of the greatest quarterbacks in Dallas history, other than a lot of misplaced bad moments. Otherwise, you know, he'd have been great. If he'd have gotten a ring, I think my dad might have been on the bandwagon, but he's totally one more to this day.
But, you know, and thanks for the call, Frankie, from Indiana. A couple of things there. I'll start with his comments about Tiger. I could see the old guard, Arnie and Jack, really took golf to the next level, and they were your idols, and you're just, it's not personal hatred towards Tiger, but you're cheering against him like you cheer against the Yankees, or he mentioned the Cowboys. And Romo, to me, is a wonderful broadcaster. Love him with Nance on CBS, and I'm not saying that because I'm on CBS. But he never won the big games. It's kind of like Matt Stafford right now in Detroit or Jay Cutler in Chicago. That you can have all the numbers you want. You can have all the talent in the world, and to play QB in the NFL, obviously you had talent at the college, high school, and pro level. But if you don't win big games, and it's not necessarily the rings, okay, look at Jim Kelly, he's still a god in Buffalo. But can you take your team, can you put them on your back? You know, and he was, you know, a lot of Cowboy fans measuring him against Aikman, right? And that just loaded Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson, Jerry Jones era. But no, Tony Romo as an NFL quarterback, to me, is in a category. He's in that mid-level. It's kind of like where Kirk Cousins is with the Vikings right now. Yeah, he's got, what, $89 million guaranteed? You know, two more years of it, of $30 million. But he hasn't won any big games. And that's why I think Washington, you know, franchise tagged him a couple of times and they moved on. And their QB situation is a mess again because Alex Smith busted up his leg. But you're to get in that upper echelon category, it's like Peyton Manning. Remember the shoulder slump, and then he won a Super Bowl, and things changed. Then he won another one. You know, you have to get to that next level. And Romo, to me, I put Romo in Matt Stafford, you know, fastest the 30,000 with the Lions. Everybody talks about him. Cutler. And I, you know, how that his wife breastfeeding story got into like sports, my Twitter feed, you know, and I'm eating some cereal with milk, pouring milk in it, reading my iPad. I'm like, enough. I don't need to know how Jay Cutler, without doctor intervention, helped his wife be able to unclog the breastfeeding lane, okay? I don't need to know that right now. Plus, I'm in a cranky mood because I may get frostbite tomorrow watching 12-year-olds play club soccer. I may. Hey, that's Chris Lopresti with a T. There you go. Lopresti. Let's go to Mary Ellen from Virginia. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How you doing?
How you doing, Mary Ellen?
Okay. Hey, I was shocked to hear you on the radio tonight.
Why?
I was figuring that you'd be in Vegas up in the big suites. you know, after, you know, after you made that big proclamation that Texas Tech was going to beat Virginia by double digits.
Did I make that proclamation, really?
You said that over and over and over.
Did I?
You did. That's short of putting your hand on a Bible.
Yeah. Do you have the audio?
No, but I have it ever ringing in my ears.
You know what? That was a monumental show because it would be the first time, Mary Ellen, that I've ever missed on a prediction. First time ever.
Wow. That's tough. That was tough.
It's been tough, and I'm trying to get over it right now. It's painful because, you know, Virginia was just what they did against Purdue, Auburn, and Texas Tech when they were dead in the water. Forget, you know, bouncing back from getting knocked out the previous year by a 16 seed in Maryland, Baltimore County. What they did to not steal, earn the Purdue, Auburn, and Texas Tech victories is one of the great things I've ever seen in sports.
Well, I'm glad you said earn and not steal because I wasn't feeling much love for the ACC from you.
I know. Well, Mary Ellen, we do love you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the call there in beautiful Virginia. Coach Bennett handled it with class, asked his players to remain humble. There's no negative there. Let's go to Larry in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM, home of your future Super Bowl champion Browns. How you doing, Larry?
Huge. I'll tell you what, about the Brownies, it would be great. I get my hopes up too high, but, man, it would be great if it did happen.
It'll be not this year, but next year if their team doesn't implode off the field.
Right. Well, discipline on too, Huge. I mean, discipline out there. They get along together, and everything works out well. I hope it'd be a great thing here in Cleveland. It really would be.
They got to add some veterans, though, some guys who have been through playoff runs. This is what's missing from this team right now. On both sides of the ball, some veterans who have been there who could help lead and stabilize a team on and off the field.
Well, plus depth, too. You're providing depth also in the positions.
Right. You got a comment on Tiger Woods?
Excuse me, yeah. Tiger, one thing about Tiger, you know, something I know when he was going through that stretch, one of those majors, his father was there with him, and he passed. And I think it took a toll mentally when his wife, when he went through, got married through that. But it was pretty nasty, divorced everything. But for him to come back, it's really great to see him there. I mean, but one thing about Tiger, I think a stat, though, when he's ahead, going to the final round, he wins the majority of the tournaments. But I think when he's trailing, I don't think he does.
And I'll tell you why. And Larry, thanks for the call from Cleveland.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Everything going on in sports, this day is unbelievable. NBA playoffs, a shocker. How about the Nets? McKeon, Wall, are you guys Nets fans? Are you on that bandwagon? More Islanders, Nets? What's more exciting in New York right now?
I think the Islanders are the bigger story in New York right now, actually. Just because of where they came, how they lost their top player, and it was all dramatic all year, and then all of a sudden they're up in a playoff run. But the Nets are a great story, Bill. I mean, no one expected this, too. So it's a great story.
Yeah, Philly was right, though, man. They just don't have the leadership. And I talked about it last week. And the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, and I'll tell you what, Columbus has done early to Tampa. When you look at Winnipeg, when you look at these stories with the Islanders, the NHL has more true parity than any professional sport in this country. They do. You know, 8 seeds beating 1 seeds. You can win 62 games. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. You know, you're not going to get like the Pistons and with Griffin hurt and they're opening up Sunday night against the Bucks. They're not winning that series. No way. But 8 versus 1, you can have the President's Trophy. You can have a Stanley Cup trophy from last year. It doesn't matter. There is more true parity in the NHL than any professional sport, maybe anywhere. There really is. And, you know, that was by design with the salary cap. I mean, look at Las Vegas last year, right? Who saw that coming? In Columbus, the way they're playing, you're thinking, are they going to win the Stanley Cup? Are they the next Nashville Predators who got a big win today? They didn't want to go down 0-2. If they would have lost today, that would have been crazy. So huge opinions on the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know, Philly, you look at that team and tell me later. It's what I said to Larry, the caller from Cleveland. You can line up all the talent in the world you want to. And we've seen a lot of teams just go try and buy their way into the playoffs, a postseason, a championship, however you want to phrase it. But if you don't have guys who have been there, you're not going to get there. You'll probably make the postseason, but you're not going to be a champion. You know, if you look at the mix, and that's the one thing about Milwaukee that I still, you know, best defensive team, incredible length. I love G, which I call him that because if I try and pronounce his name and it's a drinking game, nobody in North America will be able to drive right now. But I wonder about that. And then, you know, you look at Boston, and I don't think they have enough. And I was starting to think with Kawhi, and then Orlando steps up. You know, they're playing well at the end. You get a hot team. That's why LeBron, you know, the Lakers thing, which we'll talk about later. Why'd he leave? Why did he leave? You know, if Cleveland was the six or the seven, or Cleveland is where LeBron's at, or where Orlando's at, why? Hey, now you're going to try and do Cleveland West with the Lakers? Why don't you just keep doing that in the Eastern Conference? Where the only prohibitive favorite, I think, right now is Milwaukee. But LeBron, you have the experience. So kind of like what Toronto has been trying to do is get over the hump. Toronto's had these incredible regular seasons. Kind of blame Casey, and Casey took the Pistons' job. But you're LeBron. If you're in Cleveland, so now you want to get, you know, Lou out in L.A., and you're going to pick everybody and probably pick the replacement for Magic and be in charge, and it's your dream come true, and the buses can't do anything because they've invested so much in you and you still are one of the biggest names. What's next for the Lakers roster? Everybody who's appeared on your HBO show, The Shop? No big-name free agents want to come. No big-name free agents lined up to play LeBron in Cleveland. In L.A., it doesn't matter. I've told all of you for months on the Saturday Night Huge Show here on CBS Sports Radio that when a guy's called the king, he's going to get role players. That's why I give D-Wade credit and Bosch before he had his heart issues. They were the right fits. LeBron could penetrate. He could kick it out to D-Wade. D-Wade could penetrate and kick it out to LeBron. Bosch was there for putbacks, rebounds, and posting up when needed. It was the perfect trio. Not three of the greatest players of all time. I will say I think D-Wade has had a better career than Scottie Pippen. I know Scottie made, you know, the NBA 50. Why? Because he played with Michael? What'd he do without Michael? Again, when I was talking to the guy about his dad in Dallas and Romo, what did you do outside of post stats? Where did you put a team on your back and lead them to something unexpected? That's why Aaron Rodgers and what he's done, and I'm glad the soap opera garbage, you know, trying to say Rodgers is a, why'd he re-sign then? I love that quote from him. I mean, my God, that guy is, in the NFL, has done more with less, and not less because the Packers didn't provide him with players, but you get injuries. You get guys who move on because you just can't pay them. You got a salary cap. You know, LeBron in Los Angeles, that thing is over. They're never going to forget what's happened. And if LeBron was smart, he would get out of L.A. He would go to New York. Instead, he's going to hire his guy, his guys have a supporting cast, and that's not going to work in the West like it worked with Cleveland. No way. And they had the miracle comeback to steal that ring from Golden State. You know, he still could have done his HBO shop or any shows or any endorsements. He's got private jets. He can off-season live in L.A. I get that, man. You are the king. But now it looks like you don't want anybody on this roster, like you said when you were going after Davis before the trade deadline. Magic Johnson said it's not fun to be around arguably the second best player ever in you, LeBron James. And now you're going to bring it's so transparent that you're going to try and do it where you ran off people in Cleveland. Man, it's not the finish, LeBron, on the court or off the court. That's great for, because you had people fighting it in Cleveland when you left, but then you came back and you delivered, okay? But this Lakers thing will never work. What's work? You're going to make the playoffs and be a six seed? Or you hope all the talent in the West ends up moving to the Eastern Conference? Because I kind of look at, and maybe Golden State went too much with Cousins, is that if they keep the core of three, if they keep Klay, Draymond, and Steph, they were pretty good with those three and a supporting cast. And Harden, yeah, he wants to rock, but, you know, come on, show me something in the playoffs. And Durant, I think he's going to the Knicks with Kyrie, and they're going to have Zion if the Knicks get him, or Barrett from Duke. But LeBron, please, what you're doing right now in L.A. is killing your image. Killing it. Killing it. Well, what you're doing is you're making some of those people who piled on, then backed off, then had your back in Cleveland. Then when you left, they wanted to say something. But man, Magic and LeBron and the Lakers and the storied franchise, you know, how could he say no to that? And then you get this nonstop drama. You get you turning your back on timeouts or not hustling back because somebody, you know, Pope didn't give you the rock. Come on, you are bigger than this. And if you're going to do Cleveland West, you should have done it on the shores of Lake Erie and stayed in Cleveland, because look at the Eastern Conference right now. Orlando won their opener at Toronto, who can't find their way in the playoffs. And Brooklyn, they don't play a lot of defense, and Philly has no leadership, and you get Boston with the Kyrie thing, and you're looking at the Eastern Conference saying beyond Milwaukee, who would LeBron and the Cavs have to get by? It would be the Bucks at some point. Bad move, and it shows. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. First question of the night, are there any haters left out there on Tiger Woods? I think most have forgiven and moved on. You tell me. Well, let's go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Todd, yes. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yes, I'm a hater.
Why?
Huge, I'm a hater. Because of his attitude, his smugness for years, and now all of a sudden things can change, you know. He's changed a little, but his smugness for all those years, and he is not the greatest, because out of his own words, he's four behind Nicklaus. Until he ties or passes Nicklaus, no one can say that Tiger is the greatest, because Tiger knows he's not the greatest. So unlike Jordan and LeBron, neither of them have said either the other one is the greatest. Tiger has said Nicklaus has been the greatest, and he's also confirmed it with him being four behind.
Thank you, Todd in Green Bay. Appreciate your huge opinion. You can join in if you're listening anywhere across North America. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. What's interesting is that will LeBron have that same type of comeback where You know, I think LeBron getting L.A. to a Western Conference final would, or maybe the NBA Finals, would be similar to Tiger now in the final threesome wearing his red on a Sunday at Augusta, which is almost setting up the movie script from a year ago to now. The comeback. You know, I don't see it with LeBron in the Western Conference. You know, I look at Luke Walton, forced out. Now, as LaPresti said during an update, going to be the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. They're going to run a Golden State-like offense with all that young talent. You look at Houston, you look at Utah, Portland, wow. Phoenix eventually, with their young star power, I think will get it right. And the way they've been drafted and they can build around Booker, you're LeBron in L.A., you're going to do what? Yeah, you may think you can do Cleveland West, but it's not going to happen. And I don't think there's everybody cheering for LeBron to get back to the NBA Finals. They would have been cheering for LeBron in Cleveland and looking at the playoff tree and saying, we get by the Bucks, we could sneak back into the NBA Finals, which means you got to find a way to win four games, no matter if it's Houston or Golden State or whoever it is. I don't get it. And the camp and hitting on the players and Luke Walton and Magic Johnson leaving because it's not fun and the sniping and things that you heard in Cleveland, but it was easy to bury them in your hometown. But that comeback with LeBron will not happen. He's not getting any younger. With how hard he plays, and you watched it this year, it's going to be tough for him to stay healthy for a full season the rest of the way in his NBA career. So a lot to talk about. Any haters left for Tiger Woods? And how many of you have faith LeBron, by orchestrating everything, head coach, front office, that he could make a comeback to the NBA Finals? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.